L.
Grimace Mugs, Hello Kitty Keychains, Teeny Beanies. For a limited time, your favorite McDonald's collectibles, filled with memories and magic, are now on collectible cups. Get one of six when you order a collector's meal at McDonald's with your choice of 10-piece McNuggets or a Big Mac. Come get your cup while you still can. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's for a limited time while supplies last.
Thanks for listening to CarCast on Podcast One.
Hello, guys. It's MMA fighter Chael Sonnen. Check out my podcast, You're Welcome, with Chael Sonnen every Wednesday and Friday right here at Podcast One. We cover the latest in mixed martial arts and everything else going on in the world of sport. Listen free to You're Welcome with Chael Sonnen, exclusively available on Apple Podcasts, at PodcastOne.com, and on the Podcast One app. If you love the show, share it with a friend and leave us a rating and review.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but to get on. Mandate. Get it on. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for telling a friend. We love that about you. Welcome to CarCast. I'm Adam Kroll. That's Matt, the moderator, DeAndrea over there.
How are you?
I'm doing well, my friend. Let's see. What are we? Well, we got a lot of stuff going on. Always a lot of stuff. You missed Eric Bana.
Yeah.
Brought him by the shop the other day.
And I think as you're listening to this, Amelia Island is going on. Maybe.
Yes, as we're as you're listening to this, yes. Eric Bana, very interested in automobiles, as you could tell.
Yeah, look at all these pictures. He's super into it.
He was like sniffing the car engines.
I heard stories about him being kind of a car guy and kind of a racer and dirt racer and rally guy.
Not even kind of. I mean, we were putting up photos during when he was on the podcast, and he was making noises I've never heard a guest make when he was on the show.
I reached out to his people 5 years ago, and I was like, come in and do CarCast. And his publicist, who was actually very nice, and she was like, yeah, he never really comes to America unless he's promoting a film. So, here we are, fast forward 5 years later, and you guys got him in on ACS. I don't know what he was promoting on ACS. But I saw it on the calendar.
The Forgiven.
The Forgiven, yeah. Forrest Whitaker.
I saw it on the calendar maybe Monday or Sunday or something, and I was like, hey, I saw Eric Bana's coming in, a big car guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's got that documentary that we can't seem to find it and watch.
Well, I...
Love the Beast.
Love the beast. Yeah, what happened with me, technology's not great. I went on the computer and I was like, I want to see Love the Beast. It's a documentary that's 9 years old. And there I found it, and it said available on Amazon Prime. And I was like, okay, I have Amazon Prime. So then I went to Amazon Prime and it said, you can watch this if you subscribe.
To an add-on, Amazon add-on or something.
Right. And I was like, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
I really wish if somebody could invent this, I would be really down with it. Like every once in a while, I'm scrolling through the deep channels and I see busty Asian stewardesses or something. And I'm like, boy, I'd like to watch that because no one's home. Yeah. But then I think, I'm not going to get out my credit card and swipe stuff and everything because all the bills go to Tony Reed, my money manager, and Linda. And I don't want them seeing
busty, he spent
$11.99 or this movie. Here's the whole thing. I'm rich. It's a bizarre world. I'm rich. I would love to see this movie, But I can't, not only am I not good enough, it will never work out if I go, I'm just going to get my credit card out and I'm going to sign myself up for this. It will never work. It'll say, type in your address, and I'll type in my address and it won't match the credit card's address. And then it'll tell me wrong address. And then it'll want the new address, and I'll start typing in Tony's address, and it'll say your time has elapsed. And then they'll want you to restart again. Like, it won't.
If that's for failure.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It'll never work. If there was a slot, if there was literally just like a coffee can with a slot in the top of it and I could push in $10, I would do it. Like, I just go, I have plenty of cash.
Yeah.
Like, I would watch Eric Bass. I'd forget $1.99. I'll put in $10. But what I can't do is do this. So it's like, then I say to Lynette, who can sort of half do things, and I just go, what is the sign up? Like, what do they mean? Like, I have Amazon Prime. Why can't I just watch this movie? And it's like, well, you have to sign up for additional whatever. And it's like, all right. And then Lynette signs up. I go to the gym and I go, work this out. And she goes, all right. Now, first off, the screen is very nebulous, like sort of like it's cloaked in mystery. It's like, click on this thing, sign up, and then you click on it. It doesn't really do anything. It's like, I accept, and then you go back the other one. Like, there's not much, there's nowhere to go from the screen. So Lynette then goes online and she goes, "Oh, I signed up for a free 24-hour trial," and I said, "Okay, oh, good. I just want to watch it right now. Yeah. Just watch it for 24 hours. I don't want to sign up for this. I already have Amazon Prime. I don't even know what the secondary thing is, but I'm good." And then she signs up and she goes, "So now we should be able to watch it." So they go to watch it and it's like, that's still not letting us watch it. And then she goes, "I think the trial is just for music or music and something, but not movies."
Right.
And I'm like, that makes sense. By the way, the trial thing where they don't give you the whole hog.
Right, right, yeah.
I remember when I leased an Audi S4 many years ago, it came with a, like, 6-week trial subscription to SiriusXM Radio.
Yeah.
Except for it did not give you Howard Stern or this guy or that guy or the premium, whatever.
Oh,
it gave you like the base thing, right?
Yeah.
So
doesn't make you want to subscribe though, right?
Matt, you may be on to something because I listen to, you know, the Kenny G channel and the Muzak channel and MSNBC audio. And at the end of the 6 weeks, I was like, I can do without this.
Yeah, this series isn't for me.
Right.
It'd be nice if they had Howard Stern or something.
Right. Now, I'm leasing the goddamn $70,000 car to the tune of $900 a month payment. You'd think for 6 weeks, they could toss in the premium channels, which are another $4.
Yeah.
But they chose not to.
That one's weird.
And when I was done, I was like, I don't want to. Well, I'm not missing anything.
Right.
Because you didn't give me anything.
Yeah.
Why, when you're doing a sample, you know, when you're giving the sample out, give the sample out of the whole product and then let people stay with it.
Nowadays, they do a lot of like the apps, this freemium model, where it's the app is free all the time. But to get to some features, you have to pay. For the premium features, you have to pay. This freemium model. That's how they get you. But look, we should get you a prepaid credit card for your porn and documentary addiction.
It would never work.
And just write down the address on the back. Because if you lose it, who cares? It's got like $100 on it, $300 on it.
Nothing would ever work.
And you could just, in your office at your house, you're like, I want to watch Busty Asians and Love the Beast, and you've got the credit card there. no accountant or business manager
work.
Or ever
it
see
would never work. It would never work. I wish it would work, but it would never work.
There, some devices have a thing where Amazon, you just enter a PIN number after you enter all your credit card info and it's all set, which, you know, maybe I could do here. Then you just enter a 4-digit PIN number and it takes it from your credit card.
Well, why?
It would still never work. We should try it. I've never lived in a house where my cell phone works.
That's true.
The goddamn shop over there, you can't use a fucking cell phone. It's standing in the middle of Glendale. So nothing would ever work, but we should still try.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to watch this movie. I just couldn't.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
But you're right. That's a good point. You have Amazon account. You have an Amazon Prime account. Anything else they want to sell you, why wouldn't it just be one click? Hey, do you want to add this premium? Do you want to pay for this movie?
Yeah.
Do you want to? Because I went to it as well, and I was like, I don't know what this add-on thing is. And it's like, through Amazon Prime, you could subscribe to like HBO Go or Stars on Demand or something, and it was there. And then it got confusing, and I was like, I'm just going to watch it on YouTube.
Yeah, well,
some trailer of it or something, but
you know what the best part about Banna coming in was Adam was trying to tell him the spark plug story, and he already knew the punchline.
Really?
Yeah, he knew Adam's engine.
He knew it was a twin spark engine, and I don't know. I'm trying to think of what percentage of flat six Porsche engines are twin spark. Now it's. Most all the racing engines and a percentage of their street engines, although I believe the four-cylinder air-cooled flat twin spark is a more popular or coveted. What twin spark flat air-cooled street application is there? And then... are the turbo 930 Porsche flat six twin spark in the street application?
That's a good question. Is the 930 turbo twin spark?
Because the 911 SC isn't. The 73 911 S, that's not a twin spark. I don't think that the S with the ducktail. And all that. I don't think that's the 73. What is it? 911 73.
I have a
SC. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. So if Porsche's original twin plug distributors produced by Bosch were incorporated in the original performance and racing engines found in the 906, 911 R, 2.7 LRS. 3.0 RSR 934 and 935.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. That makes sense. So probably not in the 930?
No, I don't think there was a twin plug per cylinder street application for that engine.
Right, factory. I'm sure you could do it, but not.
Yeah, sure. But there was a four-cylinder, I think, and like a 356. That's a coveted, like, oh, that's the twin spark one. I do believe that was in the 60s, the 50s, the 60s, when it's like the line between the racing and the street were pretty blurred.
Yeah,
right. Like you could just drive the car to the track. We'll figure that out. Anyway, Eric Banna knew.
Yeah. It's good. I like
he
that.
Knows.
It's a whole new respect for Banna.
And a good guy. Jeff, 41, Kansas City.
Hey, Matt, what's up?
What's going on, man?
I had an idea to pitch you.
All right.
I think you got the new 280Z, right? Stuffed in a trailer back there.
Well, sort of. It's
not really in a trailer anymore.
It went in a trailer, then it came out of the trailer, and then it got put back in the trailer, and it got taken to someone's shop. My argument was sort of like, once it's in the trailer, drop it off or leave it in the trailer. But anyway, let's not...
Whatever, it's out of sight, out of mind. That's fine.
That's right. Yes, go ahead.
Well, anyway, you said you had about a year of nothing to do with it. Why don't you enter it in the 24-hour of Le Mans?
Lama?
You mean lemons?
Lemons, sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah, lemons. You know, like, it's a lemon.
What is significantly more expensive yeah. and doesn't qualify? And there's a limit. I think we're already over the limit. I think it's something like a $500 limit or something.
I don't
car.
Think the limit is that low. I don't think we would have surpassed yeah. it with a $1,000 purchase of a car, but we can look it up. I am not interested in like novelty racing per se. Although I respect it. Well, sort of respect it. I think it's interesting, and I love that it's flourishing, and I love that it's become something.
Yeah.
But I have no interest in the novelty side of it.
It's a fun way to do something on the track and not spend a lot of money, but let's just be frank. If you're rich and you have a bunch of race cars and you can go to Monterey in the Midi and Coronado, then you're just going to do that instead.
I would say.
Yeah.
Although, again, I like the spirit of it. Like seeing a bunch of shoeless Mexican kids on an all dirt soccer field kick around like a utility ball, not even a soccer ball. And I think to myself, good for them.
Good for them.
I would never do that shit. But good for them.
Yeah.
Good for them. It's the spirit. I like spirit. I wouldn't do that. I got shoes.
Right.
I got AstroTurf.
You get a ball if you want one.
I got a soccer ball. I would not do that, but I appreciate that that goes on and that somehow the spirit lives
yeah.
within them. All right. That's the way I feel. Let me tell you about Omaze. Giving away the sixth Model 3 Tesla ever made. Belongs to Kimball Musk, the great astrophysicist, cage fighter. Kimball Musk. Elon's brother. I did not know he had a Kimball. I knew he had a brother. Proceeds benefit Big Green Learning Gardens and food literacy programs. Omaze offering once-in-a-lifetime experiences and prizes. All you have to do is support a great cause for your chance to win. You can donate as little as $10. Check out all the experiences Omaze is offering at omaze.com/carcast. That's omaze.com/carcast, and enter for your chance to win. These Tesla 3s are nice-looking cars. I was going to call little cars, but not really little. They're just a little bit smaller
than
the main one. Nice ride, man. They look good. And you have to kind of squint and go, is that the big Tesla or is that the 3?
Like, yeah, it takes a second.
Can't really tell the difference. There's one in my neighborhood. Anyway, use the promo code CARCAST. Double your chances. Even if you don't win, it's all for a good cause, man. So it's double those chances. Use CarCast. Geneva Auto Show. What do you know?
It's going on right now. And there was a handful. It's still happening. But there's a handful of debuts and things happening. So I'll tell you what. I'll run through 5 or 6 quick cars, and you tell me what you think piques your interest. You want more information on.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new Toyota Supra that's coming out.
Interested in that.
There's a BMW M8 Grand Coupe concept that's there.
M8, like four-door.
Yeah.
Is it four-door?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. The last time I saw Jennifer Aniston and her then-husband, who she's now splitting up with, evidently.
Yeah.
Justin Theroux.
Justin Theroux.
Justin Theroux's. Oh, actually, I saw Jennifer Aniston 4 days ago at Jimmy's Oscar party. But she's one of these people, like, I saw her, she's like, oh, Adam, and she hugged me. And I'm like, I guess that's why she's her, because my mom doesn't hug me, and I've known her for quite a bit longer than Jennifer Aniston. But last I talked to her and Justin was over Christmas time, and I was walking out of Jimmy's house when they were walking out of Jimmy's house, and he was like, "You're a car guy?" Yeah, I'm like, and they pulled up in the BMW. You know how people take the 7 Series and do kind of like the Alpina edition or whatever? And sometimes people put like an M badge or something, or like an Alpina
BMW
badge.
BMW has an Alpina B7.
Yeah, there was an older one, uh-huh. and then they stopped for a while, and then they started doing them again. And then I think there was also a version where like guys would just put the Alpina rims on theirs uh-huh. And a set of lower springs or something. But I put my head in this thing and had like every goddamn car commercial I see has diamond quilted stitching.
Now, yeah.
Every commercial, Jeep commercials, diamond quilted. I want credit, Max Zapata, for being on to diamond quilting stitching a decade ago. I was saying, do it. It's the best looking. Ferrari does it. Everyone, no one else does it. Just Ferrari from the 60s. Everyone has gone away from it. Every single goddamn commercial for Jeep, for Infiniti, these are for wagons and SUVs. Diamond quilting.
It's a Corolla Drinks logo is diamond quilting. So pretty much.
Right. But I put it in a Lambo that we sold. I put it in that car 10 years ago when no one else was doing it. God damn it. Why won't I be recognized? And why is it when I talk to whatever I'm talking about now and people go, okay, all right, I heard you. That's your opinion. Yeah. Now let's listen to this dumb person over here and let them weigh in. Why not listen to the guy who knows everything?
I could tell you.
Okay.
I like the Corolla stitching.
So what was Jennifer Aniston driving?
I think it was the Alpina 7, but it had like the diamond stitching and it was the real deal. It was nice. And now they're doing the 8. I don't even know what the 8 is.
So the new 8 series is coming back. You and I saw the 8 series coupe, the beautiful two-door at the Quail last year.
Oh, right.
And at Geneva, they're doing they debuted a four-door, but an M8 four-door concept, mm-hmm. an M8 coupe, mm-hmm. and it looks fantastic.
What's the power plant on – it does look fantastic. What is the power plant on the Supra?
The Supra, I don't know the exact engine, but I can tell you this. It's a shared platform with the upcoming BMW Z4. And from what I understand, it's way more BMW than it is Toyota. It is front engine, rear drive, and it's probably going to start around 50,000. And the picture that's floating around is a race car version. They made a concept race car of it. So it's got all the canards and the wings and things like that. But you can see, if you sort of, in your head, remove some of the race car stuff, you can see how it could be sort of a modern Z4 as well. Like, yes. Imagine, you know, convertible hardtop Z4.
It looks Z4-y. I will say from the picture we're looking at, the way they've chosen to stripe the car up while aesthetically pleasing with like sort of orange and black stripes on a white base and the sort of different shapes starting wide, going to a point, so on and so on, being very helter-skeltery and very non-traditionally. This is what they would put on the side of battleships in World War I and not as much in World War II. And if you ever see a battleship, a picture of a battleship at sea from World War I, and I guess World War II as well, but it wasn't as prevalent, this is how they would stripe them.
Almost like a tiger stripe?
They would stripe them in a way that if you were in another ship and, wow, what are we looking at? That's not World War I, is it? Or is that World War II?
Yeah, I got some World War I's. Like
find some World War I's. Find some World War I battleship.
Yeah, I don't know what we just looked at. It was badass, but I don't know what that was.
They have World War I. Well, that's the same ship, World War I and World War II. All right. They would do these ships up so that when you looked at them from a distance, you couldn't tell how far away they were or how big they were what shape they were. The notion was if the, you know, Spanish Armada has their looking glass out and they're 5 miles away, they're not going to be sure like what size. I know it's not the Spanish Armada, but they're not going to be able to make out the shape of the ship.
Yeah, I didn't know that. It's a bit of nerdiness on your part. I like that.
I know things. Don't know why I was such a horrible student, but I know things.
Because they didn't test you about battleships.
Right.
They made you do math.
Is that something you want on the road?
I'm actually incredibly good at
pretty,
math,
pretty good
too.
At math, too.
I still can't answer why I was such a horrible student. But your
penmanship, that's what we need
That's
what we need to work on.
That we can find fault in. Now, what they just did to that car is they did it up like a battleship, and that I can't really tell the lines of the car or the shape of the car because they did a bunch of crazy stripes on it, which are very much interrupting my actual process of looking at the shape of the overall car.
Yeah.
So it's kind of mission not accomplished if you're trying to debut a car and you want people to check out the flares and the lines and the creases and stuff by putting this weird battleship shit all over the side of it. But it still looks cool.
I think the big news is they actually use the word Supra because they've been so cagey about what's this new Supra? And they're like, we're not doing a Supra. And
well, then, maybe I may be old school. I am old school. I didn't like it when we're looking at a newer picture of the Supra, I think. It looks better.
Yeah.
Okay. When I couldn't tell how those big vents in the fender. Okay. When the when one of my beefs, although I was all wrong about it, although I'm not wrong, I just wrong financially wrong. I really wanted one of the Ford GTs in like 05. And then I kind of looked at it and like the fit and the finish and plastic, the stupid seats with the big holes in it and everything. But I didn't like the fact that it had a, you know, essentially a Mustang engine with a supercharger on it. Like I wanted old school, big block, injected something. I wanted the power plant to be right. And I don't remember any supercharger for me is not racing. It's drag racing. It's not endurance.
Right. I got you.
Endurance racing. It bothered me it had a supercharger. This car, I want to have a straight six with two cams, good and spread out at the top, and a turbocharger, and I'm in. I don't want it to have like a flat Subaru-inspired something or even a V6 with something. I want that straight six with the cams spread out and the turbochargers.
Okay.
That's me.
Okay.
That's what I want.
I could see a six with a turbo.
Yeah.
Or two.
Yeah. We don't have any power plant notions yet.
Yeah. I don't know if we're even doing cams anymore.
I've reported that the new Toyota Supra to get 450 horsepower BMW straight six engine.
All right.
So, and that's
straight six. How many liters? And then twin cam? All right.
I do like the idea of naturally aspirated as well. If you're going to do 450 horsepower in that car, naturally aspirated with some RPM behind it, that could be kind of cool. That could
completely
be
concur.
Yeah, they never reveal, they only reveal like the exteriors of these cars.
Yeah, they don't know the specs.
I'd be surprised they get 450 naturally aspirated out of that. Unless they're going big time,
hey, it could be 8,600 RPMs. You know,
could.
We're doing that now. We're doing 12-to-1 compression and 8,000 plus RPM, and
But they're still gonna need for 450. They're gonna have to go, well over 3 liter. That's my thing, and I'm not sure they're going that big. But anyway, what else you got over
there? All right, so this is kind of interesting. So Range Rover has an SV Coupe. It's a full-size Range Rover, basically. It's a coupe, two-door model, and it's paying heritage to the old two-door coupes. They're only making 999 of them. They're going to be $295,000, and obviously limited. But to your point on interior, Chris, see if you can find it. Interior.
Lot of diamonds.
Range Rover SV Coupe interior. Not only do they do diamond stitching, they're doing a two-tone, but front to rear. Like white seats in the front, blue in the back. Mm. And there's a couple different configurations.
Look at all the diamonds.
Yeah. This is why it's 300 grand, because it's the best of everything, but it's a big coupe.
See, one of my things that like Dumbo Jeep is figured out, which is, does it cost any more to do a diamond stitch in whatever material you've chosen? If the answer is no, not really, then why don't you do what Rolls-Royce and Range Rover does and do a diamond in your stitch? Now, the material can be cheaper.
Yeah.
That's fine. You're a cheaper product, but you can mimic You can mimic the shape of the stitching, and then people mistake you for a more luxurious automobile.
Yeah.
You still haven't seen the Infiniti commercial where the diamond stitching goes around the back of the seat.
I haven't seen the commercial yet. It's got to be out there somewhere. But
you got Max Zapata. There's a commercial that they run ad nauseum on TV right now. It's for the Infiniti, their big truckster wagon. You have a very attractive couples of mixed nationality and origin. They're all in this thing. And it just goes, the camera like the pans by the thing and it goes right by the diamond on the front and then shows the diamond on the back.
Oh, there's the front. I like it.
Close
nice. Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
That's nice.
Okay.
I got to call Infiniti and borrow
diamond
one of those.
On the back.
Hey, Infiniti, send one of those.
Close up tight. Yeah. Tight beauty shots on the diamond stitching. Yeah.
They did a lot of focus on that stitching everywhere. Like that.
And they showed it. I like that that's the selling point visually in their commercial. They know what's up. They must listen to the show.
All of this is 10 minutes old. The guy who was screaming about it 10 years ago was this guy. And if anyone thinks I'm fabricating this, when I took my 400 Lamborghini in to have the interior redone.
Yeah.
10 years ago, right at 10 years ago, I said, "Do the transmission tunnel,
do the package tray
in the back, and do the humps where the fenders are in the back,
in the back where it kind of meets up.
Do
with
it
the
all
seats.
Out of diamond,
yeah."
And everyone's like, "That's not." No one has ever been done that way, and it's not correct.
Yeah.
And I said, do it all in diamond 10 years ago, and they did it in diamond, and it looked excellent.
It looked fantastic, and it was the right color combination that you picked. But
right. All right.
So this car, this next car, I think you're going to be interested in what's going on here. We've heard about the Porsche Mission E. This is their electric car that is going to be coming out, sort of a competitor to Tesla, and everybody's going to be doing this. At the Geneva Auto Show, they announced the Porsche Mission E Cross Turismo, which is sort of a hatchback, kind of like the Panamera wagon that they have. Not the normal Panamera, the Panamera kind of hatchback.
Yeah, we're looking
wagon.
At it. I think we can agree that BMW did not hit it out of the ballpark with their i8 or i3.
Right.
The i3 seemed to be a nice piece, but with a 71-mile plug-in range or something, well below the Chevy Bolt and Volt and whatever. Yeah. And then the i8 with the 17-mile plug-in range seemed embarrassing.
Yeah, even if they double it, like where are you at? So here's some interesting things about this, right? And I assume these specs are very similar to the Mission E as well. There's going to be two electric motors powering all four wheels, and they're saying it will be over 600 horsepower, 0 to 62 in 3.5 seconds. However, listen to this. In addition to a plug-in fast charger, it could get an inductive charging dock, just like your smartphone. You pull into the garage, just park it over the pad that's under the car, and it automatically juices up.
Right.
Automatically charges. And with the fast charger, probably not the pad, but the fast charger you plug in, you can get 249 miles in 15 minutes.
Wow. The pad charger was something I was talking to Matt about some months ago. I was like, I didn't know if these things existed or not, but you need to not go in and pull the cord out, plug the cord in and step over the cord like when you want to leave the garage. If you just want to pull in over the pad, stop the car, I'll hang the tennis ball from the fishing string so Lynette knows where to stop. Stop it there, and then you'll be charged all day. This is the next thing. Right.
I'm curious, though, that there's the space between the pad and the car. Is that like a bug zapper? Like if a cat ran through there or a mouse, does it just cook? Because that would kind of
be
a little bit awesome. Wouldn't it be like a little bit awesome?
So in 15 minutes. Now, when is this? Now, see, this is my version of electric car. not the I-8.
Right. Now, keep in mind that the 15-minute charge to get 249 miles, that's going to be their plug-in fast charger. I don't think the pad
I believe it. You were clear about that.
But when
are these things coming out?
I don't know what the plan was. I thought 19 or 20, but I couldn't say for sure. Everybody, I don't know that they most of these car companies don't really like to announce exactly when, except for Elon Musk, because he doesn't really care about delivering on time.
They're saying end of 2019.
19. There you go.
End of 2019. All right, let me tell you about Castrol Edge. Designed for consumers who demand the best performance from their cars. That's right. Tech advances made engines smaller. Oh, we're just talking about that. More powerful, more efficient, but they produce a lot of pressure per square centimeter. The only thing stopping the metal-on-metal contact is a thin layer of oil. So the oil needs to be strong and remain strong. Castrol Edge, formulated with fluid titanium technology, 3 times stronger against viscosity breakdowns than the leading full synthetic. All right, let's see. What else do we got? What cars are we working on? We're working on a million cars. We have...
Well, we got new spark plugs, as you mentioned, 12 of them.
Right.
For the Porsche. I saw Sean working on that.
I have a listener question here that John wrote in. He wants to know if Adam has ever thought about looking at aircraft spark plugs. Because he says, if I was looking for a plugs for an endurance racer with an air-cooled six back in the day, that's what I would have used.
It's interesting. So I posted some pictures of the plugs on social media, and we got a lot of comments.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people chiming in saying, looks like something from an aircraft, looks like something from a boat, and there could be options out there. The issue we were running into is we were typing in the part number, and no cross-reference was coming up, which is rare. And then we called somebody that Tom knew at Bosch, and the guy had to do some research, and I don't know how we ended up with the plugs that we have now, the new versions, which still are a little different than the originals.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, they'll work, but it's, I guess, a modern version of it with a little hidden kind of the innie electrode.
Are these custom made? Like, do they have to make them for you?
These aren't custom made because they came, I just don't think they're widely available. I don't think they're used in a lot of things.
I definitely agree with that. It wouldn't work out.
Otherwise, they'd be $9 a piece, not $109 a piece.
Right, or they'd be $4 a piece. Because that's the only difference. I mean, that's the only thing. That's the everything in life, which is not really the materials.
And we've had the same conversation with the tire guys who are like, hey, somebody at Pirelli should repop. And they're like, yeah, when we get demand to make a bunch of them, we can repop them, but they're not going to be cheap because only 100 people want them, and we're going to make 400 tires.
Right. So we got the 935 we're working on. We got a Bob Leitzinger 280ZX we're going to be working on.
We got the engine back for the 610.
We got the engine back for the Bob Sharp 610. That's going in there. We have a different drummer 510, a actual 510 from back in the day that had not only a lot of B sedan history, but actual 2.5 Trans Am history, which is very rare. I think there were maybe just, six or eight 510s that had the Trans Am history. So that's a cool piece.
This car is going to be cool when you see it done because when it was raced, it had like a wing in the back. It's a 510 with a wing, but it was a clear wing.
Was it a clear wing?
Yeah, I think it was kind of a clear wing.
I don't think it was clear. Now we got to look.
Maybe.
I was looking at black and white pictures of it. The thing that's cool about this car
Different Drummer 510.
The thing that's cool about the Different Drummer 510 is it has the Valvoline color scheme, which is a cool color scheme on it. We have the second BRE Roadster, which is getting worked on. We have Newman's 510, which is a kind of Bob Sharp livery tribute car, but we do have the logbook, which is an interesting thing. The car got destroyed, but we have his logbook from when he drove the 510. And, geez, what are we missing here? We got a lot of stuff getting worked on. I don't know why you think that rear wing is clear. I never looked to me as clear.
The pictures are tough to see, too. I mean,
pictures are tough.
Black and white.
Pictures are tough. Yeah, some black and white. Max Pat will find it. Oh, maybe it is clear. I don't know. It looks like sheet metal to me.
I thought it was like a clear plexi with stickers on it.
No, it looks to me like it's painted. It looks in certain black and white shots. Also had a they had a kind of cool mag rim on it as well. But
yeah,
it looks
well. Cool car.
The shot, yeah, but the other shot, it does look like it's paint. It looks like it's painted there, or it looks like light is not passing through it at that on that particular picture. But it's a cool 510 with a lot of cool history. And we'll keep you posted on all these cars. Why don't you tell them about Geico there, man?
Geico. So, listen, everybody's got a to-do list. You know, you're dropping off your dry cleaning. You're picking up some milk. You should save hundreds of dollars of car insurance to that list. You don't have to drop off or pick up anything. You just go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on your car insurance. So if you need some extra money in your pocket, this is the most rewarding to do you can do today. Check out geico.com. And I like that bit because I got the BMW M3 over at the dyno shop.
Mm-hmm.
And the ECU is fried.
Mm.
And had to get another one.
Yeah, not my problem.
Not your problem, but
it's your car now.
Those computers are not cheap.
Yeah,
trying to find a used one, but
good, save some money with Geico.
Save
that's
some money.
What you wanted
get
to
a,
say.
Get a new ECU.
All right, let's see. Oxnard Levity Live this Thursday. We're doing basic cable commentary. Cobra, Red Dawn, Con Air, Roadhouse, Point Break, Phantom Thread, Karate Kid. No, I'm just kidding. Karate Kid, Fast and Furious, The Specialist, Face Off. We're doing them all. We're doing them all. You've not lived till you've seen this live and in person. And then before the show, we're doing the Corolla Drinks beer tasting. That's 6 to 8. That's next door at the Copper Blues.
Try the IPA and the lager.
The lager's really good. Oh, IPA we know is good, but the lager's really good too. And then Dawson and Loxie is going to be playing there next door at Copper Blues. And that's after the show. So lots of stuff going on.
Yep.
Esports Arena coming up April 21st. That's a live podcast. Before that, April 6th, Madison, Wisconsin. That's going to sell out. The cruise and everything else, go to adamcarolla.com for everything you need. Shift and Steer, you can listen at Podcast One. That's Matt's pod. Yes.
Yeah, so we're going to add that we have now, after nearly 8.5, almost 9 years, we're adding a second weekly CarCast show. Once a week here every Friday, Adam and I, and every Wednesday, Goldberg, WWE superstar, Goldberg, and Car Collector. He's going to be doing a show with us. All CarCast, same RSS feed, so subscribe to the show. You'll get both shows now.
I love that, and we love Goldberg. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla. For Matt, the moderator, DeAndrea, saying keep the air in the spare and the bag in the wheel.
For the latest updates and call-in times, follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at CarCast Show. If you'd like to write in, fill out the form on CarCastShow.com. And don't forget to give us a nice rating on iTunes. CarCast is a Corolla Digital production and is produced by Chris Loxamana. For more information, visit CarCastShow.com.
Grimace Mugs, Hello Kitty Keychains, Teeny Beanies. For a limited time, your favorite McDonald's collectibles, filled with memories and magic, are now on collectible cups. Get one of six when you order a collector's meal at McDonald's with your choice of 10-piece McNuggets or a Big Mac. Come get your cup while you still can. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's for a limited time while supplies last.